people. As a result, they have to straighten everything out so everything will be okay for them. They are also survivors. Caretakers love to hang around isolators and love to hang around fantasizers. They're always trying to change isolators and bring them out of their isolation and hiding. They're always trying to get fantasizers to look at reality. And yet at the same time, they can't look at it themselves. Having a little aside when we talk about caretakers. Caretakers are people that are very fearful of getting in touch with their own personhood. They're also very guilty about not doing for other people. They always do for others. They are basically the saviors of the world. The savior complex comes into the whole area of the caretaker. Let's look at some of the caretakers in our society. If you search around our society and find many of the low-paying jobs, caretakers are people that work for social service agencies. They are clergymen, religious people. Caretakers are the nurses of the world. They are the very basic people who are working under somebody all the time and never assume the responsibility of their own self. They're always doing. They are social workers, welfare workers, nurses, some doctors, not all. Some individuals who are always doing things for other people. There are people that basically take care of others. In the field that I work in, we find very many therapists, very many counselors are also caretakers. It is the nature of caretaking that brings them to these professions. And that can be done in a very positive way if it's done in recovery. But unfortunately for many, it's done for their own self-esteem, and they develop a concept of not knowing who they are. Their identity comes not from who they are, but from what they do. If you ask the caretaker, who are you? They will say, I'm a doctor. I'm a nurse. I'm a social worker. I'm a professor. I'm a teacher. I'm something to that effect. And so what happens with a caretaker is the caretaker very basically picks up these roles and as a result begins to get into all kinds of trouble as a result of them. So when we talk about caretakers, we're talking about very many of the people in our society have a very difficult time really beginning to relate to other people because what they are doing is doing for other people, not relating to them. And so what they do is caretakers are people that run around the countryside and try to make sure that everybody is happy all the time. They are people pleasers. They care for everybody. And therefore, they want to make sure the world functions the way it's supposed to function without any trouble. And it's amazing. Caretakers hurt themselves a lot. You notice something about caretakers also. Caretakers usually develop some of the following addictions. Caretakers usually become either love addicts, and I'll explain that in a minute, or they become workaholics, or they develop eating disorders in their life. And I'll show you the concept of that in a few minutes. These three descriptions of the adult child, the isolator, the fantasizer, and the caretaker, are the roles they begin to play for their survival and for their functioning. The isolator and the fantasizer usually are people that eventually get involved in one type of addiction or another. The isolator and the fantasizer either become a drug addict or an alcoholic, or if they don't become either of those two things, they will become either a compulsive workaholic, a compulsive overeater, or they will become love addicts. And love addicts are basically people who develop sexual fantasies, develop sexual addictions, or basically become so dependent on somebody else that they can't live without them. They can't function without them because they have to take care of that person and do for that person. And as a result, they also can never let go of them. So again, isolators and fantasizers very many times become addicts. Caretakers usually marry addicts. Caretakers are people that usually look around and search for some sort of an addict or somebody in their compulsiveness to marry. So therefore, they can spend the rest of their life taking care of them. They like that. That's how they function. If you are an isolator, a fantasizer, and a caretaker, if you fit all three categories, then you are an addict adult child. You have won the booby prize. You won the whole shooting match. The addict adult child is the toughest human being on the face of the earth to treat. The addict adult child fights treatment because you got to remember they're caretakers, so they do their own treatment. They don't follow direction too well. And what they do is they always try to solve their own problems.